Hello?
Hello yourself.
Oh, we're live.
Oh, we are.
Well, it's about time.
I don't know what you were waiting for.
I was waiting for you, my love.
Waiting for me?
Yeah.
So, what the heck is going on here?
I don't know.
Don't know nothing?
Nope. It's PR Night Live with Lucia and Glenn.
Oh, it's PR Night Live. That's what you forgot to tell everybody.
Yeah.
Easy with the yelling, okay? It's a little loud in here.
Sorry, Charlie.
Oh, that's why the cat is up at the top of the steps and wants to leave, because you're too loud.
Well, she can leave. Welcome.
Or you could quiet down. Pipe down.
Welcome
over
to another episode of PM Night Live with Lucia and Glenn. For those of you that are
you
brand
just said
new,
that.
I'm Lucia. I'm the monkey wrench. And you?
What are you giving away, hints?
No. And you?
And what am I?
Glenn.
I'm the monkey's ass. AZZ, that is.
How was your week?
How was your holiday today?
Oh, my holiday was great.
Yeah? Did you get a lot done when the phone wasn't ringing?
Listen, I got a lot done for the YouTube channel.
And we got our cars washed today. They're very clean and shiny.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am, who's ma'am?
You're ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Are you being distracted by your telephone?
No, not at all.
Again on my live?
No. Oh, you're live.
You're going to be fired.
Oh, you're live.
You'll be replaced.
Mm-hmm. You think you're funny.
I'll get another Lucia.
No, there is no other Lucia. There's only one.
I'll get another Lucia.
No, there's only one.
And then I'll do Piano Night Live with Lucia 2 and Glenn.
No, more like Piano Night Live with the Asian and Glenn, because you have fantasies about Asian women.
Asian women, yes.
No, my week was good. Week was busy. Today I was closed. I got a lot done that I needed to get done for the YouTube channel. So those of you that are brand new and you're tuning in to us live tonight through the YouTube channel, we have more playlists. We've niched down, if you know what that means, which of course you don't, which means we've narrowed down our things that we do. We only have one more playlist to work on, and that one's going to be a bitch.
You were organizing playlists.
Yes, sir, I was.
On your holiday.
Uh-huh.
Well, that sounds cool.
Plus, I did work behind the scenes for Audubon Title and Tag. And what about you? Did you just sit there and, like, play with the dog all day?
Oh, yeah. I sat on my hands all day because the phone wasn't ringing. I didn't have to answer the dang thing.
You didn't
all I know
things.
Is the Monday after a holiday is going to be a Monday all the way. I'm not answering the phone.
This is why on Sundays we unleash. You know, a lot of people had some commentary.
Call me Tuesday.
A lot of people had some commentary. How could you act like that in front of potential business people? And it's like, I'm unleashing. It's my Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
It's Sunday.
Sunday, I know. But you get what I'm getting at.
Tonight, you are going to play us the song that you've been playing all week in practice.
I've been driving you nuts with this song, too.
No more rehearsing and rehearsing our parts. We know every part.
You know, we got
tiny,
a lot of...
We're toony, I'm still a little loony.
You're losing your mind. We have so much to cover tonight.
Invading your TV.
Tonight's shit show. People don't know what we're up against.
Crap show. In the first 5 minutes, it's a crap show. She told me this after 5 minutes.
I
you
warned
could say
you.
That it is a different kind of show.
It is a
right
fucking
now, is
shit show.
Easy with the... You're gonna be fired.
I'm gonna be canceled.
Get your shit and get out.
I'm gonna be canceled.
Anywho, how the song was chosen by Lucia for what unknown reason? I don't know.
It makes me think of my dad.
Oh, okay. This is the dad song by Foo
it's
Fighters.
Not the dad song.
Who is Foo Fighters anyway?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Dave Grohl.
They throw food at each other.
No. Oh my God.
Is it like the tomato food
no.
fighters?
No. Google it. Foo Fighters. It's a band.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
You're lying.
Do I have to show you?
Okay.
Here.
I know
no,
who
no,
Dave
no, no,
Grohl
no.
is, and I don't know who the Foo Fighters
Here.
Are.
Foo Fighters is a rock band.
Oh, are they?
They started in 1994, founded as a one-man project by the former Nirvana drummer Dave Grohl. So now the lineup consists of Grohl, Nate Mandel, Chris Shiffit, Pat Smear, Rami Jaffe, and Josh Freese.
How many members of the band are there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
In case someone forgets how to play the instrument, they could listen to the other guy. That's what they look like. There's six of them?
There's six of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Why do you need six guys? Does somebody play the trombone or something?
No, somebody doesn't play the trombone.
Nobody plays the trombone?
No.
What about the tuba?
Nobody plays a freaking tuba.
How about a trumpet?
No, nobody plays a trumpet.
Saxophone? Does someone play a saxophone
No.
on a rock record?
No, they're an alternative rock, post-grunge, hard rock band.
Are there backup singers, too?
No.
Huh?
No.
Do they have sweet-looking chicks that are backup singers?
Maybe.
Maybe.
They do have a new album coming out June 2nd.
For real, for real?
And they've won several iHeart Radio Music Awards. But I hear Dave Grohl is very mean. No, he's just mean.
Girl.
He's just mean.
Right.
People ask him for autographs. He won't give you an autograph. People, I don't know.
Get out of here, kid.
Whatever.
All righty then. This song is called My Hero.
Yes, it is.
Because Lucia's dad was her hero.
That's right. There goes my hero. He's Ow! T-Thanks.
I really enjoyed that.
T-Thanks.
I think you did a good job.
T-Thanks.
Marvelous. Marvelous, dear.
T-Thanks.
And, you also were practicing another Foo Fighters song. You played a couple of bars of it for me one evening last week.
I think you should look in the live on your phone right now and see who's in the audience at the moment before I even do this.
Lucia, you're my hero. There goes my hero.
Who said that?
Lucia Murphy.
Who said that?
Scott Bidwell.
Scotty Bihati.
I told you about yelling.
Scotty Bihati. Yeah. Scotty's my buddy.
He is not.
He is too. He got a brand new job. He's getting a brand new car.
Wow.
He's doing awesome.
Wow.
And he's a great notary too.
For real?
For real, for real.
In any event.
Who else is in the audience besides Scott?
How many
Scott?
Watchers do you have?
I don't know.
I can't tell.
I don't want to know. You need to look on your phone.
I can't tell.
All right, hold on. Watchers. I'll tell you. Wait. Because I can tell you right now, I'm going to do this song, and it's gonna go to shit. Okay, so we've got 8 people on Facebook tuned in. So if you're tuning in from Facebook right now, I want you to comment down below and say the word Bookface. If you're tuned in, say Bookface.
All right.
Now wait.
Somebody say hey.
Hey.
Kathy Pajewski is tuned in.
I know Kathy Pajewski's tuned in. That's my buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy's my buddy. All right, well, I know we're live right now on YouTube. I just can't see it on my phone. I don't know why.
I don't know.
And let's look over on Twitch.
Enough.
Hold on. You
You're
don't tell me what
your
to
phone
do.
Again on my live.
No, I'm not.
You're
and we have a viewer
fired.
Over on Twitch, so this is good. You're fired.
Fired.
This is good. All right.
Bookface. Somebody said Bookface. Mm-hmm.
Should I take my glasses off of this one, put the hair down?
Somebody tuned in on Snapchat.
On Snap?
That's what he said.
Oh, Frankie Manuel.
No.
Or Tim Calatino.
No.
I don't care. All right.
I don't care.
So.
So?
We going to try this other one?
So what?
All right, you guys. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm scared. First person to name the song gets the book, Reap What You Sow, on me. What have we done with innocence? It disappeared with time. It never made much sense. Wasting another night on planet my revenge. 1 in 10. 1 in 10. 1 in 10. Don't wanna be your monkey wrench. One more indecent added accident. I told you. I'd rather leave than suffer this. Never be your monkey wrench. Told you. Shit show, shit show. All this time to make amends. What do you do when all your enemies are friends? Now and then I'll try to bend. Under pressure, wind up snapping in the end. 1 in 10. 1 in 10. 1 in 10. Don't wanna be your monkey. Monkey friend. And now I'm free. Don't wanna be your monkey wrench. None more indecent accident. I never leave than suffer this. I'll never be your monkey wrench. One more indecent accident. I'd rather leave than suffer this. I'll never be your monkey wrench. Don't wanna be your monkey wrench. One more indecent accident. I'd rather leave than suffer. Don't wanna be your monkey wrench. Don't want a decent accident. I'll never leave the suffer this. I'll never be your monkey wrench. Don't wanna be your monkey wrench. I'll never be your monkey wrench. That's enough of that shit.
You can't stop cursing, can you?
Negative.
Why?
Never.
Kathy said her son Mason, who is very young, is listening. Oops. So you can't curse anymore.
Oh, that's right. My buddy Mason.
That's right.
I forgot. I forgot.
And Tess Melville,
oh my
she chimed in too. She says, awesome as always.
Who's that?
Tess Melville.
My buddy,
mm-hmm.
Tessie.
The preview for next week, are we deciding on a song you're going to play for us next week?
Soul your role for a minute, mister.
Well, I have things we got to talk about. We're having a discussion tonight. A special discussion on Piano Night Live.
Listen, shout out to Mason. Sorry for my potty mouth.
She got the potty mouth.
Let me see. What do we got coming up for next week? Just a minute, maestro.
Scott Bidwell, he guessed the song was Monkey Wrench.
Yes.
After you said Monkey Wrench 13 times,
he
guessed the name of the song. And now he wants to know what his prize is.
If he wants the book, You Reap What You Sow by Adam Knowlton, I will buy it for him and I will send it to him. And we're going to talk about that book in a minute.
Why? Do you think he's going to read it?
Of course he's going to read it. He's very intelligent, you know.
I didn't question anyone's intelligence.
You better not.
attention span.
Yeah. Now hold on.
I'm holding over here.
Come on. Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. I'm not going to play the piano, nothing. I'm just going to give you a sneak peek. And for anybody who knows me, I'm also a big Elvis fan. Thanks to this bagoo.
Elvis.
Somebody's gonna guess it right off the bat. Give it like 5 seconds.
I'm guessing.
I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Keep going. What can't you see? Anybody guess it yet? What you doing to me?
But he has a short attention span, he says.
When you don't believe a word I
suspicious minds, he says.
Who?
Bidwell.
I told you Bidwell's smarter than the average bear. I told you this. You don't believe me when I tell you how smart this kid is.
He must be paying attention.
This kid is the kid is genius.
All right, he's a genius.
You'll be okay.
So is that all you got for us? That's the first song, the second song?
Monkey Wrench was not supposed to happen.
I know, right?
But you made me do it.
But you're going to pull that wire out.
No, I'm not.
Don't do it.
We're upgrading the system, you know. We're getting a bigger screen.
I don't know about that.
Tomorrow. It's coming in the mail tomorrow. Yes, sir. It's coming to Muddle. Mm-hmm. Very excited.
Okay. Now.
Here comes the fun part.
Our special topic for tonight is 1970s and 1980s board games that you forgot existed.
Really?
So, yes, we are looking for someone who knows their favorite board game, but everybody else forgot what it is. Any ideas?
Oh, we got some good ones.
Well, you start.
My favorite game. My all-time favorite game. Now, does it have to be from the 70s, or can I just say anything?
No, whatever.
No. 1970s, Connect Four.
Yes, Connect Four was a very good game.
Mm-hmm. What do you got? Connect Four was just like tic-tac-toe. You just had to get your four pieces in a row.
It was nothing like tic-tac-toe.
Connect Four is essentially just tic-tac-toe, only played with checkers instead with paper and pencil.
Instead of paper and pencil.
Right.
But tic-tac-toe is a feudal game.
Yes, it's a feudal game.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Go ahead. Your turn.
How about Mastermind?
Mastermind.
Do you know what Mastermind is?
Is that like the game Simon?
No.
No.
Mastermind was a game that had colored pegs.
Colored pegs.
And you would be on the secret side of the Mastermind board, and you would pick the colored pegs. And someone on the other side would start to guess the pegs, and you would have to tell them how many they had right at that point.
Okay. Wow.
And you would progressively guess, and you would leave the pegs in there that was your guess as to what they are.
Okay.
And you had like 10 tries to get it right.
Interesting.
And through a process of deduction, you could, based on the clues given to you, guess what the Mastermind had for four pegs.
I got one for you.
Go ahead.
Battleship. I loved that game. I loved that game. That was my favorite game.
Somebody said backgammon. Did you ever play backgammon?
Backgammon.
I never learned how to play backgammon.
Who said backgammon?
Norma.
Hi, Norma.
Honic.
Norma from Texas.
All right.
Norma's the one that makes the pretty stuff. Makes really cool stuff. She crochets.
Oh, very nice.
And she's also a high up in Polo Nation. She's like Lisa's best friend.
She's cool.
In Texas. We missed her when we were in Dallas. We were too far.
Aww.
So what else you got?
We have our Dallas shirts on today.
I know. What do you got?
Here's another one.
Uh-oh.
And you might not remember this one.
No?
Maybe you would. Maybe
I'm 50 years old.
How about Payday?
Yes, I remember Payday.
You remember Payday?
I was very young when Payday came out.
Well, yes, and it might have spilled over into the 80s a little bit, but the premise of the game was to have enough money to make it to next week's Payday.
Yeah, of course you would like the game Payday.
I would like to play the game.
Just like you like the game Monopoly.
Well, we could talk about Monopoly next.
No, we can't. I got one for you, and I bet you nobody knows what this one is. Scat Cat.
Scat Cat, a game?
Scat Cat was a game. Look it up. Four players, and you had these little levers on the bottom. Your cat was on the bottom, and you would bounce it up into the top. The first one to get the cat in the top wins. That was really cool. That was a
real... Scat Cat.
Yep, and I still have that game. Scat Cat.
I better say Scat Cat game because it's not coming.
I know, it's bringing up a car, isn't it?
No, it's ringing up a cartoon.
Oh, a cartoon?
Scat Cat Chat to...
Scat Cat board game. Players try to bounce their fat cats up a track to become the top cat. After loading their cats at the bottom of the tracks, the players hit a lever to bounce the cat. If the cat falls off, it starts again at the bottom. Huh. Once it gets to the top, it's put back to the bottom as well. Player wins the game by making his cat reach the top four times.
Oh, I see a video about it over
that
here.
That was cool.
All right, so everybody's favorite board game has to be Monopoly.
Not mine.
It's the most popular board game.
Hated it.
In the world, but I'm not going to talk about that now because everybody knows what Monopoly is. We used to play it for hours and hours and hours, and you'd be able to even walk away and leave the pieces there and then come back and pick up wherever you left off.
Mm-hmm.
But how about the game of life?
Oh, I hated that game too.
Did you hate that game too?
I didn't like it.
You hate a lot of stuff, Lucia. There's
shoots
a lot of hate in your heart.
Chutes and Ladders and Candyland was my jam.
Chutes and Ladders and Candyland, yes. But
Mousetrap.
Mousetrap is a real
or
good one.
Or Operation.
An Operation to Perfection.
I was just going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Simon. Game, Simon
or
says.
Or Trivial Pursuit or Trouble. Mm-hmm.
Trivial Pursuit is like 90s.
No, it's not.
Trouble goes
80s.
Back to 70s.
Nope, it came up in the 80s, bud. Check your facts, Jack.
When did Trivial Pursuit come out?
I don't know. I'm not on that page anymore.
I have to check yet.
Okay, so a very popular game from the 90s that I've never heard of was Don't Wake Daddy.
Don't Wake Daddy.
Don't Wake Daddy. Anybody know that game?
Don't
Wake
know
Daddy.
About
How about Wheel of Fortune? Wheel of Fortune was a good one. Or the game Sorry.
I know about the game Sorry, and
I've played
I don't
it.
Know that, I don't know that I've ever played it though.
Or the game Aggravation.
I know about the game Aggravation.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't know that I played it.
There was a game. Wait, there was a game. I can't remember the name of it now. Was it Labyrinth? That game used to really drive me nuts. I don't think I've really played that, though.
Played a lot.
Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
That was a good one.
You mentioned Trouble already, right?
I did.
And, of course, we would play checkers and chess. How about Chinese checkers?
I never played that.
How about Pixie Sticks?
I can't say that I did.
Pixie Sticks was a tower, a clear tower with holes through it, and you would put the sticks in, and then you would put like balls or trinkets or something in the top.
Okay.
And then you
okay,
would pull the
yeah,
sticks
yeah.
out one at a time.
Perfection was fun. That was
Jenga.
Fun. Jenga. Oh, listen, we played Jenga.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah, Don't Wake Daddy. That's like a very popular 90s game. I don't remember it. All right.
No.
So.
70s and 80s. Let's go to images.
How about the game Boggle?
Stay Alive. I've heard of Boggle.
Don't Break the Ice.
Don't Break the Ice. Kerplunk. That's the,
oh my
that's
God.
The one I was just telling you about.
That was
Pixie
cool.
Pixie Sticks is another game, and I think it had magnets to it. Cooties.
What?
Cooties.
I don't have cooties.
No. Cootie Game.
Cootie Game?
Mm-hmm. $99.95 on eBay.
There's a Titanic board game, Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots is
that was a great game.
How about Parcheesi?
Huh?
Parcheesi.
Parcheesi was good.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Bidwell said, I have a stable attention span. How dare you... I'm
yes,
calling
I read
Luch.
His comments. Screw him.
Listen,
wow.
He may be a ball buster, but he means well.
I'm sure. Now, Rebound, Battling Tops, Tripoli. Oh, Monopoly 2.
Oh, no such thing.
Let's go Boardwalk.
No such thing. Got any others? We got other stuff to talk about, mister.
Subs, Survive. They're sorry.
Oh, my God.
No,
we could be doing this for hours. What's the game the millennials play now? Cards Against Humanity?
Cards Against Humanity.
I think we're going to have to
Cards
get it.
For Humanity.
I think we're going to have to get it.
All in the Family had a game.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that far yet. The episode isn't over yet.
Be quiet.
So, for those of you who follow us on YouTube, we were recently featured on Wine Hops and Stops with Jeff Bonomo on Hazleton Television. You can check out that episode on our... What are you smirking at?
I don't know. Luch Glenn had nothing to say to that comment of yours. Cards Against Humanity, you can get at Target and the expansion packs.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. But we were on Wine Hops and Stops with Jeff Bonomo. We talked about the Dry Drinker Diaries. And we're also going to be on another podcast this week.
Come Wednesday.
Come Wednesday at 7 o'clock, called Just the G's. And I'm going to warn you now, do not let your children watch that. Listen to that show. Do not let your children watch that show. It's going to be very bad. Right. I will be on my best behavior, I swear. Because my youngest fan is Mason. I have to behave in front of Mason now.
Okay.
And we're also going to be on an upcoming episode of The Girls, another big Hazleton Television show. So I'm very excited. We've got some new drinker diaries coming down the pipe where we're going to feature some more NA beers. We might be making some purchases, too, to try out others. But I'm looking forward to when we make a non-alcoholic margarita. That ought to be fun.
You got the goods. You got the imitation.
I know I got the goods.
Imitation stuff.
We had Easter dinner tonight at Harvest in
Moosic.
We were joined by my stepdaughters, my stepson-in-laws, and my mother and my brother. Yes, mm-hmm. The almighty Queen Assunta was there. And I actually behaved. She was pretty impressed. I'll probably get yelled at for this tomorrow.
You both behaved. Let's put it that way.
And I had a cucumber refresher, which I wish I did a dry drinker while I was there because I've been meaning to do a review of Harvest and Music, but I haven't done it yet. It was very sweet because it had lemon, it had cucumber, it had lime in it. A little too sweet for me, so I would not recommend that drink. Maybe next time when I go, I'll get one of the other ones. Or maybe I'll sample all four and do a nice little thing for Harvest. What do you got?
1,000 eggs at the Easter egg hunt.
1,000 eggs where?
1,000 eggs.
Which one?
I don't know. This is another one. They had lots of Easter egg hunts.
Is that giving back to the community? Which I want to thank them for allowing us to be a sponsor of the event this year and won Mr. Brooke Miller's bus. Mm-hmm. I heard it was very colorful. So thank you very much for asking us to be a part of it. We look to be in part of it again next year.
Oh.
What else you got?
What's
going on in the news today? Did you know that another bridge got hit in Arkansas?
What?
Yeah, another barge hit a bridge in Arkansas today.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Mississippi River?
No, I'm not joking. Google it if you don't believe me.
Well, I'm gonna have to then.
Mm-hmm. Which I have a lot of questions about that Baltimore incident, which I don't agree with it at all. You're quiet.
What's your question about it?
Nothing.
You don't think it was an accident?
Nope.
Huh.
Nope. Not at all. Not at all.
So I'm not going to Google that right now. I'll Google it later. But the show must go on. You got to talk about... the book.
Oh, yes, the book.
Tell us about the book you've been reading. Morning on the way to work, which here reads a chapter.
So we're releasing a book review tomorrow, which I will be gifting one of these to Mr. Scott Bidwill. It's called You Reap What You Sow by Adam Knowlton. He is a local musician, motivational speaker. He owns Northeast Auto Glass in Wilkes-Barre. And when I started reading the book, I said I'm going to manifest my best version yet. This book, I'm not even done with it yet. It's 10 chapters deep. I've got 8 read in 8 days. I read a chapter a day on the way to work. And what I like about it is the redundancy. He'll talk about something and then he'll bring it in another way later on in the chapter so that you remember and you don't forget. Some of the great topics that were in there were divorce, which helped me understand my divorce from my ex better. Not that it's going to help anything because we still have a love-hate relationship. Also talked about Against All Odds.
He washed our cars today.
I know he did, and he did a wonderful job. He did a beautiful job.
Very shiny.
Against All Odds, where no matter what's thrown at you, you got to be able to overcome it. nurturing relationships, healthy relationships, which has allowed me to understand my relationship with my husband better and people who want to pick on me. It's better to be part of it than retaliate. And it talks about a number of different topics. And since I've read the book, as someone said in the comments about me being normal with the eclipse coming, yeah, there's something wrong. Because it's not like me, but that's okay. But it's a really great book. You can find it on Amazon. It's $9.99 for the book, $2.99 for the Kindle. So
you reap what you sow.
Mr. Bidwell, you pick your choice, and I will send it to you.
N-U-L-T-O-N.
That's right.
N-U-L-T-U-N is the author.
The review's going to drop tomorrow. It's a pretty good review. It's like a 5-minute video, and I talk all about the book. I go through pages in the book. I did it on the fly today, and I'm very proud of myself.
Excellent. I'm a no.
We've also got new episodes up from Japan, courtesy of PFD Media.
Osaka Day 2.
Yes, Osaka Day 2. We also went to Universal Studios.
Universal Studios Osaka.
And, of course, we fed our faces on National Food Day. That was a fun episode. So there's definitely more of Japan coming. We've got Ecuador coming. We've got Texas coming.
The videos are coming.
Videos, yep.
From Ecuador
and Canada.
Texas.
And Canada.
In Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good run of it there in 23.
We did.
Especially the last couple of months.
We did. Mm-hmm. 24 is going to be good. But 25, the biggest trip of our lives is going to strike, and we're not telling you yet. Going to make you sweat for that one.
25, huh?
Yeah, 25.
Okay.
You got anything else before we close out the shit show?
No, I think that's about it.
And you know what? You know what?
Okay.
I have a request.
What?
I think we should change out the closing song instead of doing our Archie Bunker, since one Mr. Bellapete is not in the chat. You said you know this song.
What song?
I'm going to play it for you, and we're going to close the show out with it.
Fine.
You said you know the song. It's by one Engelbert Humperdinck. Come on. You don't even know?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking into the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping in the job, those raindrops keep falling on my head. They keep falling. But there's one thing.
Oh, how adorable.
That's boring.
Yeah. Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew who you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulls his weight.
G-R-M, salary and great.
Those were the days.
Bravo, Lucia. If you like this content, please hit the like button. It's important to us.
Subscribe.
Tell all your friends to come and see us on Piano Night Live with Lucia and Glenn Sunday nights. Here from Tafton, Pennsylvania.
We'll see you next time. Thank you, everyone, including you, Scott, for tuning in tonight, taking time out of your busy Easter to spend the night with us. We love you all.
Oh, I have something lastly he wants to know. What about North Korea? You want to go there?
North Korea. Well.
Bye.
Wait. Don't turn it off.
It's a joke.
You got to answer his question. North Korea, I'm going to say no. But if it's South Korea, you got it.
South Korea.
See you next time. Effort never dies.
Mark Yanish.